This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
O'clock hour here. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. It was 2 weeks ago. DL was in studio and we debuted the segment I Really Hate These Guys, and we were talking about Missouri, so I figured it was a perfect time to do it with David and his disdain for the University of Missouri. I've got like these tan shoes that my sister got me for my birthday a couple months ago. And David thinks they're too close to the hue of the golden, yellow, whatever urine color that Missouri... And he, so he hates every time I wear them, he comments on, he said, those shoes are hideous, man. I'm like, my sister got me these shoes, man. He goes, no, they're too close to Missouri colors. So we've got that coming back up. I Really Hate These Guys coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. One guy I certainly do not hate, Brian Haney, joins us in studio. How are you? Man, you just got done with like the busiest... couple of weeks stretch that I can possibly imagine. How you been?
I've been great. We had 13 days out on the road with baseball and
washing your clothes in a bathtub. Come on, man.
It's good to be home and good to be 1 week away from the 9th annual Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. Every year we try to come in here and say, it's going to be the best year ever. And you probably think it's a broken record, but I stand before you with a roster, including coaches, and honorary ADs and head coaches for both teams, and even a color analyst, Greg Gurley. We're gonna count him in here, too. The total number of former Jayhawks participating, either coaching or playing, or in Gurley's case, announcing, 50. 50 former players coming back.
That's a record, I'd imagine.
By far.
What do you guys usually get?
Last year we had 39, I think it was. But, you know, with... more responsibilities this year with five beneficiaries. We told you about the starting five and how the pie has to be so much bigger because we're cutting that pie into five pieces this year in terms of the total donation amount. We decided we got to really up our game here on the overall rosters. And so not only is the quantity there, but the quality is amazing too.
Take me back to year one of the round ball class. How did this whole thing start? Where did this idea fester?
Well, there's two stories to that. One, I was sitting in your chair. I was 25 years old. How old are you now?
26.
26, okay. Yeah. And I guess I was 26.
You're
going
to make me feel unaccomplished.
No, not at all. But I was kind of going through that quarter life crisis, and I was thinking to myself, man, I love doing what I'm doing. I love the people I work with. It's a blast talking KU sports all the time. But what difference am I really making? What would my legacy be if I got hit by a truck tomorrow, trying to turn out onto 6th Street by Sonic here? That's a brutal left turn.
It is a brutal left turn.
And what's my legacy going to be, right? Not just some guy that gave the sports scores. I wanted it to be bigger and better than that. And about that same time, I got to know a guy who was a local youth pastor in town named Brandon White. And he was such an inspiration because he was fighting cancer. He lost a leg to fighting cancer, and the prognosis was still pretty bleak. And yet his attitude, his demeanor, you'd never know that he was staring death in the face because he had a strong faith and he wanted to make the most of whatever days he had left. So Paul Gray, who's a local pastor in town and Brandon's father-in-law, he and I were having breakfast one day and he's like, you know, what could we do to try and raise some money for him because times are tight? And I was still going through that time in my life where I was like, man, how do I marry my world in sports with something that's much bigger than sports? And so that's where the brainchild came up with, you know, all these athletes we interview on a daily basis on Rock Chalk Sports Talk and have a chance to follow as Kansas fans. All these guys, you know, have a huge platform. Most of these guys want to do positive things through their platform, but maybe only 5 or 10% of these guys actually have a vehicle right now to, and by that I mean, you know, a chance to step out and do something through an event, through a cause, whatever, to utilize that platform to the fullest of its ability. And so the idea became, give these guys the vehicle to really make the most of, you know, their position of influence. And in this case, it was a charity basketball game that our first year, I think we had 22 participants, you know, players and coaches. And
How many guys did you get?
Probably raised about 16 or 17 grand. And it was all local guys, you know, guys that would drive in from Kansas City, guys that were living not too far away. I think I convinced Ron Kellogg to come down.
Yeah, who were some of the names that you had in that first game?
Gosh, this would have been 2009. So we still had like the big dubs, Wayne Simeon, Jeff Hawkins, guys like that. Let's see, was Tyrell done by then? No.
No, he would have still been playing.
He's still going, you know. But guys like that that were local, you know. And
were they hard to get at the time? Was it hard to pitch him on an idea that hadn't occurred yet?
It was this show that gave me the credibility to get those guys to come out for a game that wasn't televised at the time. We did do radio, thanks to the great people here at Great Plains Media. But because of this show and everything we had done with all the guests and co-hosts and everything, and we used to do the 100 Hawks of Summer back in the day, so I had a Rolodex a mile long of former Jayhawks and just looked at the ones that would realistically drive in from wherever they were at. You know, Ryan Robertson coming over from St. Louis. You know, would you make that trip? Sure. And so we were able to get some decent names, but it wasn't until probably year three or year four where we started to think, okay, well, if compliance at KU will allow us to pay for a flight, who are some bigger name guys we could bring in here? How could we really take this thing and grow it? And so, you know, 9 years later, we've been really blessed. The best part of this event is it's not just the players that get excited about it and then in turn want to come back each and every year, some of which now ask us to be a part of it. You know, Christian Moody called me up the other day and said, hey, I'm coming in town from North Carolina because my son's going to Bill Self's basketball camp. If you can save a spot for me, I can give you 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
And that's the best phone call to get because we're no longer recruiting at this point.
Right.
They're calling us. And so, but it's not just the players that want to come back that realize the difference that they can make from their platforms and position of influence. It's that every year we pick up probably 5 or 10 more volunteers. And what I mean by that is there's different families that we impact and benefit each year and different people connected to those families. And if you're part of it once, whether you're a fan, whether you're the play-by-play guy like you, whether you're serving hot dogs or eating hot dogs, you have a great time. You realize this is a pretty cool deal and all those people want to come back. So with every beneficiary family we've met, we've gained like 10 or 15 more people to the Rock Chalk Round Ball Classic Army. And now our volunteers are probably 80 deep. Our core is about 20 that are on a committee that do the bulk of the work. But it's strength in numbers, baby. And we're going to pack that puppy out next Thursday night. There'll be all 1,800 seats filled. And we're actually talking about taking it to a bigger venue in the not-too-distant future. Not Allen Fieldhouse. That's not possible.
That was my next question.
No AC. Got to keep the people cool and not hyperventilating with the heat. But no, we're trying to grow this game as much as we can, and we're bursting at the seams as it is. I don't know how we're going to make 50 bench spots for all these players and coaches. But we'll do it, and we can't wait to have it for you live here on KLWN.
We're talking to Brian Haney here, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLW here. KLWN, so take me through the process on a year-by-year basis. What's the first thing you do? Are you going for the beneficiaries first? Is that the first thing you lock down?
Yeah, I always send out the text for players usually on Final Four weekend because that's when we're kind of winding down the college hoop season and guys are all sitting around and thinking about their summertime plans. And, you know, you try and get these players lined up 3.5 months out. They don't know what they're doing 3.5 days out.
Right,
they 3.5 months out. They're busy guys, right?
They don't know what they're doing that afternoon.
Exactly. But if you plant the seed in early April, that's when you start to work on the players. The beneficiaries, we make a call for beneficiary nominations in early February. And it's a process where that core group that I mentioned of 15 to 20, we sit down and we vote. And the reason why we have 5 beneficiaries this year, we had the tightest voting ever. And it's like, how do you tell one kid with cancer that his case is more of a need than another?
Right.
We do a little bit of research on family financial background and, you know, whose financial situation would this game benefit more? To some people that have a little bit more in the bank or the pocketbook, you know, it's a drop in the bucket, whereas some of these people are destitute and the medical expenses have exhausted any, you know, expendable income they had, and they're living paycheck to paycheck. In some cases, moms and dads have quit their jobs to be with their kids full-time as they go through chemotherapy. And so because of that, where financial need is the greatest, that's usually where the votes go. And yet this year we had 5 candidates that were all almost a dead heat. And so we were tinkering with going with just four. Typically, we have two. And I really didn't want to go more than four. But then there was this one kid, and I probably shouldn't name names because that would tell you who the voting lacked. But there was this one kid that I just couldn't get off my mind. And I thought, you know what? Let's call this the Fab Five. Let's call this the starting five of the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. And we will introduce each kid as at guard, a 10-year-old from Topeka, Kansas, you know, an at small forward, you know, a 12-year-old from Kansas City. We'll make it our starting five. But with that came the challenge to our staff that's going out there trying to solicit donations and all of that, that hey, we can't settle for anything less than $40,000 because 40 divided by 5 is at least a chunk of $8,000. If we're down at 30, I don't want to write them a check for $5,000 or something
that. Would 40 be more than you've ever raised?
Absolutely, yeah. Last year we were $37,000. And a big reason why we had a local restaurant, Morningstars, give us 100% of the proceeds for one night of eating. You were out there doing a radio show. We had a blast, and we had people coming in signing checks for a $500 pizza. Not because that's what Roger charges for pizza, but because they wanted to give that much. How cool is that?
It's awesome.
Well, that was last year. Big thanks to Roger and Brady and Linda Morningstar. That was awesome. This year, we're going to be at Jefferson's on Wakarusa, as you well know, and that's going to be next Wednesday. We're going to get 50% of the ticket. But here's the deal. It has to be Wakarusa, and it has to be people that say they're there specifically to help round ball. So make sure you tell your waitress that. But we'll be out there from 3 to 6 for the show, obviously. But it's the entire day. So whether you go out for lunch next Wednesday the 7th or you go out for dinner, go out there, cut a big check if you want to, or just buy an $8 burger and wings and say, hey, this is for round ball, because we're going to get half of that. And that's going to help us get to this goal. We've had a ton of local businesses write $1,000 and $2,000 checks, and I think we're zeroing in on it, but you never know until game night when folks sign up and make those special donations, write raffle tickets.
Got the auction too, right?
The auctions, absolutely. So yeah, we're hopeful to get to 40. We'll see. But I can tell you this, without a shadow of a doubt, we're going to go over the names in a second. I mean, this is, from a quality standpoint and a quantity standpoint, unlike anything you've seen. You've heard the latest commercials that we cut, and we only fit so many names into that 60-second spot. When names like Wayne Simeon and Darnell Jackson or Russell Robinson don't make the cut, and you got two national championships and a two-time All-American there, that speaks to the caliber of the names that did make the cut. So we're excited to bust out these rosters here in just a bit.
All right, we're going to do that coming up in the next segment. We're talking to Brian Haney, Roundball Classic, next Thursday, a week from today, at Free State High School. Be sure to get your tickets now. We'll talk more on the other side about how you can do that. More with Brian Haney on the other side on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.